Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's
coming up, and the world is in their Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday afternoon Entrepreneur Hour, Opportunity Hour. We are here to try to help you entrepreneurs out there, and we want you to help somebody else on this side of the spectrum also. We are here to try to, the only show, as Gene would say, this is the only show that he knows that brings everybody into play. I'm sitting in for Gene Hodge today. My name is Heinzman Dukes. I'm his co-host sometime. So we're coming again today to bring you the Entrepreneur Hour. And we're going to let you know what the story is all about, what this hour is all about. Juan, you got that chick ready? Let it go. Let it play. Let him tell it what it's all about. Thank you.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
All right. We're here. The Entrepreneur Hour. This is open mic today because last minute effort. Mr. Hodge had a little issue today, so he couldn't make it here, and I'm sitting in for him. So we don't have a whole planned show, but we're going to do what we do best. We're going to talk to those, and those that want to talk to me, please call in. Let me know what you think about and what you want to talk about on the Entrepreneur Hour. This is the hour that we help each other. You can help me. We can help you. We can find out what is better working for you in your business and what makes the business grow. So as you sit there and listen to me on this radio station, feel free to call in and let's find out. We can have a good communication between me and you about the Entrepreneur Hour. So when you think about it, what is you doing? What are you doing? How's your business going? Is everything working real good for you as an entrepreneur? And how is the entrepreneur for you? So as we look at this thing, we just want to chat a little bit about the entrepreneur and what he does, how important it is. Louder. So we want to make sure that you get a good concept about the Entrepreneur Hour. To know what entrepreneur does and how he functions and how they do. Okay, we got a caller. Louder, okay. One time I'm not talking loud enough this evening. Kind of hoarse after the rain. It got wet, so my voice kind of changed, but that's all right. But anyway, as I said, this is open mic day. So all you entrepreneurs out there, call in and see if we can have some unanswerable questions. Awesome question that we may find an answer to. Being an entrepreneur myself, I've had three or four businesses where I have worked them and got me to the great where I am. So, what you think about entrepreneur and how you feel entrepreneur is a benefit to you, give me a call. Let's talk about it right here on W10 Radio Talk Show.
I think we have Larry online.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
All right. Good evening, Larry.
Yeah, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you aboard. I need a little help.
Yep, always a delight.
All right. This is the Entrepreneur Hour, and I'm trying to get people wound up and get them to call in and tell us what they, how they are doing in their business and how they can help someone else do in their business. That's what Entrepreneur is about. Entrepreneur Hours is about working and helping each other to be more successful. So if anybody out there want to call in and tell us, well, before I say anything else, I forgot to say, good evening, Juan. I forgot to speak to my board man.
Oh, doing okay, doing very good.
Good, yeah.
Thanks to heavy rain, you didn't do too much damage.
It was raining coming from across that bridge. It really was raining coming from Tampa. At one time, I wondered if I was going to make it.
You make it.
But the rain slowed down, finally stopped, so I came on in. Mr. Larry LaBelle on the line. He's a good, faithful partner, Gene, and he always called in and talked with him. Larry, give your name and what you do. Let them know out there in this radio land and the entrepreneur world right now what you do and how much you can give them the Entrepreneur Hour.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I'm a friend of Gene Hodge, who is the normal host of this show. And we kind of do similar things. We're both into helping job seekers get a job. One is very, you know, exciting and enjoyable. And I'm a master resume writer. I'm also a job search trainer and coach.
Also, Mr. G may be listening. He may be able to listen. I don't know. He's going through a little process right now. But if he is, we would like for him to call in also and let us talk to him and give him a little cheering up. If he's able to get on the phone and call us, we are waiting on. We are here. We'll help you. Any entrepreneur out there like to call in and talk to us and tell us something about your entrepreneur experience and how you feel about it and what do you think about being an entrepreneur? If you would like to give us a call, please feel free to do that. The lines are open at 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. And if you're out of the area, you can call 1-866-826-1340. Call in and talk to us. This is open mic time. And if you can, you can go on www.tantalkradio1340.com and pull up. We're on YouTube and Facebook. So, at this time, Mr. LaBelle, you got anything you want to bring forward right now?
Yeah, one thing that I'm doing a free workshop this coming Friday on capturing the power of LinkedIn, and I think job seekers really don't have a clue, not job seekers, entrepreneurs oftentimes don't have a clue how to use LinkedIn to generate business, to generate connections, stuff like that. It's amazing what if you can do searches, very complicated searches, find the exact people you want to find. For example, I was recently looking for somebody who was an instructional designer and a trainer, and was also in the Tampa Bay area and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And once I found them, I looked across what companies they worked for, and
mm-hmm.
I could then decide which ones I wanted to work with, maybe just try to get some business from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what you can do. And there also is a capability in LinkedIn where if you have a thing called the service marketplace, you can put in your major skills or things that you do.
Oh, yeah?
Like for me, I just put in resume writing. As well.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's looking to have a resume done, they can send out a request for proposal that goes out to the people who have resumes in their service marketplace, and I can respond to that RFP and generate business. I get all my business almost exclusively by using that feature.
Oh, yeah? So...
Yep.
And just go out and type in what you were looking for or what you want to do.
There's a little trick. If you're looking for an instructional designer, LinkedIn will search for the individual words as well as the phrase, which means you get a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put quotes around instructional designer, that's the search for the phrase, not the two words. And then I could put Amden, which is a Boolean operator, and then trainer. That way, I want all instruction designers for people who are instructional designer and a trainer. And then I'm going to get exactly what I want. And if I want to put a filter, additional filters, I can put the filter on location and put in Tampa, Florida. That will further reduce it down to just instructional designers and trainers who are in Tampa Bay. And then I can contact those people, connect with them, build a relationship, help them. Because if you don't help the other person first, there's no reason for them to help you. You've got to put them first.
Yeah. Well, that's... that's one thing, that's a key note that when you said that, that's what entrepreneurs do anyway. They try to learn and try to improve, and by using these skills that you and Mr. Hodge have, it makes life a lot easier for those entrepreneurs that just come on board and starting their own entrepreneur business. I was listening to the guy on before me on the Cuban show, that he was telling people how many resumes and different things he had put in for. He said, I put in for 10, 15, and got all 10, 15, so then I had to decide which one I really want to do. And that's one thing good about something like that. You can feel your request right away. And LinkedIn, I know LinkedIn. I've been on it, but I haven't done a lot of exploring with LinkedIn. So a lot of things come through LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn has become probably one of the, I would say, one of the great way of finding any type of job or any type of information you want related to jobs and entrepreneurship.
Yep.
So that's a great thing. That's a good thing. All right, by that time we're going to...
That I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't use, and I think it's a tremendous method and tool, is doing free workshops to teach people things that are going to help them in their business.
Right.
And I do that, for example, I'll teach a course on resume writing. A lot of the people who come love what I've shown them, but they don't have the time or the inclination to do it. They'll contact me and say, can you do it for me? So even though I'm giving it away in terms of free workshops, I generate a lot of business from paid business.
Okay. So they get a free ride for doing nothing, really.
They get a free training session on... creating achievement-based resumes. And then from that, anybody who doesn't want to do it themselves, they've got my information, they call me, and I get business. And even though it seemed like I was giving everything away, I do it because it generates business.
Yeah, I see. That makes a whole lot of sense. And that's a good, you give a good caveat, and they take it, they bite on it. So, outstanding. All right, we're going to go for a break here right quick, Mr. Juan, if you... got a break for me? Let's go. All right.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Listen here. We got a grand production coming. The greatest stage play, a gospel stage play, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn at Tampa Airport, 700 Northwest Shore Boulevard, Tampa, Florida. We want you to take a look at this. It's being sponsored by the Impact Magazine, Christian Magazine Company. So, get your tickets. That's coming off April the 20th. Tickets are $50 for you. You're going to get a feature of Vicky Wining. So pick this up. Pick up this, the greatest hit called, the show is called Tell Them I'm Going to Make It. Tell Them I Am Going to Make It. Being written and produced by Dr. Sean Smith, one of the great playwriters. So pick up your tickets now. Well, all right, we're back. The Entrepreneur Hour. Asking if you're out there, all your entrepreneurs listening, give us a call in, talk to us about a few things. You know, you heard the when we was talking about what entrepreneurs do. Well, entrepreneurs help each other to be successful. Entrepreneur call in, we can talk and pass on some good information to what entrepreneurs do. Reach out and help someone. Entrepreneur business is great. It is one of the fabulous opportunities it is. It's a little work, though. I don't want to make it sound like it's so easy. But once you get your foot on the ground and get your plan laid out, it can be an easy process. And you find out how easy it is to help others along the way and help yourself. Because once you meet other entrepreneurs, you develop what we call a club, so to speak, like, and you have a good relationship with them. And when you got good relationship with other entrepreneurs, it helps your business to grow and become greater in the community or wherever you are working at. So entrepreneur life is good, but yet and still, it's not easy. You have to work at it. Some people get in the right place at the right time, and the business can take off right away. But then there are some you have to kind of work at it, struggle with it for a couple of years, and then move into what we call, you find yourself in the position where you are making profit and you can see yourself being elevated. People will elevate you depending on your business and what you do, the type of service you give. You will find yourself being elevated by them. That's what makes a good entrepreneur. And you don't forget to remember those people when you get in that position. You want to call your people and let them know and appreciate how much you thank them for what they did for you. My first entrepreneurship, automotive repairman, and one of the greatest business, I think. But you must know how to treat people. We have, in that profession, you have a lot of crooks. And they don't like to give people their due respect and don't like to recognize that people are human when it comes to that. Everybody think that because they drive a high-tech car, a high-dollar car, some of the repairmen try to use you or misuse you. And that's hurt the business, it hurts the business, but yet still a good technician, a good repairman, a good shop can correct that issue and make it all good. Make it better for you and make it better for the customer. So always treat your customer like you want to be treated. Let them know how you appreciate them. That's what a good entrepreneur do. He strives himself. Another thing about it, I found being an entrepreneur, I don't chase the money. Let the money chase you. Everything you do don't have to be about money. But if you want to be successful, forget about chasing the money. The money will follow you and catch up with you. And sometimes it don't look that way. Sometimes you think you're just spinning your wheels, and sometimes you think you're just not being appreciated. You never know that you'll least suspect somebody will come out of the woodworks telling you how much they appreciate you, how much they appreciate your business, and how much they will recommend your business to other people. Mouth, a word of mouth, is worth every dollar in your pocket. So always remember to all give your clients, your customer, give them all the praise you can give them as an entrepreneur. Because you want them to be back, come back. They're not a one-time customer. You want a full-time customer. You want a customer every time they think about you, whatever you do, they know they can come to you, trust your judgment. So think about that. Any entrepreneurs out there, if I'm wrong, call me and tell me, and let's argue about this thing, how good being an entrepreneur, it can be how good the life is. And that how easy it is once you get it rolling. Think about that. And as we talk about what it takes to be an entrepreneur, it takes somebody with a dream. A dream that they want to see fulfilled. A dream that they don't mind working for. A dream that they won't let nothing stop you. And let me tell you something, there's a lot of naysayers out there when it comes to being an entrepreneur. But you don't worry about the naysayer. Out of every 10 naysayers, there's one yes-sayer. And that one sayer can turn your whole business around and make you the greatest profit you ever you could ever think about. So with that in mind, put the entrepreneur to the place where it should be. Patronize the entrepreneurs that you know. Give them your opportunity, an opportunity to let them serve you in whatever they do, and that you will find out how great our society is to entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs is what built this country, what made this country as great as it is. Almost 89% of all large companies grew from some entrepreneur. How did that happen? Because the entrepreneur worked hard to build his company until he got it where it was resellable. And then the entrepreneur sold or sell his company out, and whoever another company buys it out, and they continue with the same mold that he had already built and that he was working with. Because then they know that that company is already built and it's working. All we want to do is expand it. So when the entrepreneur gets to that point where he can sell his business, he has built a great business. And you know that as an entrepreneur, if you're out there listening to me, tell me if I'm wrong, give me a call and let me know. So we can help somebody else. Somebody else out there needs that knowledge on how to become an entrepreneur. And you find that a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of individuals started their company during COVID because everything in COVID was closed and going down. But if you had a dream and you thought that you could get it over with, or get it operating and get it going, during the COVID time was a good time. Now, most of the company closed, but that was a good thing, too, because sold the clothes left room for you to bring in your new company. Because they were looking for, as we say, new blood. And new company was developed, and new companies are started, and some of them right now are sprouting way up, going on. Look around some of the stores that came out of the COVID. Sprout was one of them. It was one of the smallest companies back up north, but now it's spread it throughout down south, and it's growing, still growing. Fresh Market is another one. So what happened is somebody started a small company, and then all of a sudden it exploded because the individual put forth the effort to make that company grow. Walmart, you all know when Walmart started. One man, one individual started Walmart in the little country store. Now it owns half of the country throughout. So when you think about being an entrepreneur, look at the advantage and look at the disadvantage. And look at the fact that if you put your mind to it, you can make a company grow. It will grow and grow and grow. Somebody else will come along and pick that company up from you. Offer you a great amount of money to take over your company so they can expand it to a better and to the next level. And then you can go ahead and retire and go to the beach, sit down, and enjoy the good sunshine, especially in the state of Florida and in California, these areas. So entrepreneurship, is a great way to go. It's a great understanding. You must be able to work, be willing to work, and willing to bring it home. Mr. LaBelle, you still there? Did I wake him up?
Yep, I'm here.
You there? You got an ad?
Something to suggest for entrepreneurs.
Yes, sir.
For employees working in a company, but it's called 360-degree feedback.
Uh-huh.
You can go to a collection of you know, your customers at various levels and basically ask them for 360-degree feedback. That means they tell you everything you're doing right, everything you're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that to heart and you correct those things, and that's going to make you a much better, stronger company.
Sure enough.
Do it with employees, too, in companies. Employees get 360-degree feedback from their managers or their C-level execs, customers, whatever, that helps them become a better worker.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that term before. That's great, 360-degree feedback. And that's a good analogy there, because, you know, every entrepreneur wants to know how good he's doing. And that 360-degree, just as Mr. Larrett, you give you the opportunity to really see how you're really doing. Like you say, whether you're doing bad, whether you're doing good. And that's
another cool thing for entrepreneurs. If you have a new product that you're considering,
mm-hmm.
and you want to know if it's going to work and sell, people spend an immense amount of money on market research to find
sure
out.
Sure do. Yes, sir.
But there is an alternative, which is to use what Harvard Business School came up with. You go to a mall, you pick out 20 people random, and you ask them whether they would buy the product or service or wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
If you get 16 out of 20, you got a winner. And it doesn't cost you hardly anything.
Hey, will you repeat that again, Mr. Bell?
Yeah, basically, if you're trying to consider whether you want to promote a new product or service,
uh-huh.
you can go to a mall, get 20 people at random,
uh-huh.
and ask them, tell them about the product, and then ask them, would they buy it?
Mm-hmm.
And if 60 out of 20 say yes, you got a winner. Rather than spending a ton of money on market research, oftentimes it doesn't even produce the results that you think. You think you got a great product and it failed.
Right. That is something great.
It's so elegant. It was so simple.
Mm-hmm. You know, the simple things is what we really overlook, because we say it sounds too simple to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Those simple things, though, can really turn your whole business around completely. And like Mr.
Yep.
Bell say, I never considered that. And some things I've done myself in the past, I never thought in using that. And that's a good measure there, a good tool to measure what's happening. Anything
else? One thing that's interesting to me, too, is I was using an internet service provider, I won't say who, but I used to use Frontier, and I switched to this other one,
mm-hmm.
and I was finding all kinds of things wrong. I would go in to watch movies on either Tubi or Roku,
uh-huh.
and the movie would either freeze or go back to the main menu, and I'd lose my place in the movie. I was on LinkedIn. I'd click on an item on a menu or a button, and it would take 15 seconds before it responded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that kind of stuff, word gets out real fast, and the only people I know who stuck with this provider are ones who didn't have any other competing provider in their neighborhood.
In their area, that's right.
Yeah, but I mean, that could kill you so fast. I wrote to their president about all the problems,
mm-hmm.
and I switched back to my original provider, Frontier.
Yeah.
And I ended up I turned the phone in after I was supposed to. They didn't charge me for the phone, even though, according to their policies, I was due to, because I documented everything.
Okay. We got a call on the line, right, Mr. Juan? Put him on.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. And how are you tonight?
I'm just fine. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am blessed and divinely favored, just like all of you.
Well, good to hear that from you, Miss D. Great to hear that. That is so wonderful.
Yes, sir. Well, as you know, that I have been on a vacation for the last 10 days.
Yes, you have.
And I am very, very happy to report that I shall be returning to Tampa tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Getting ready for the wonderful program that we have scheduled on April the 20th.
That's right.
At the Holiday Inn in Tampa, Florida, near the Tampa Airport.
Right.
You know, so if your listeners are concerned that I won't be there, let them all know that I will. I'm calling to let them know.
You'll be back.
I am, yes, live and in living color.
You're going to be on stage?
Tell them I'm making it.
Tell them you're going to make it. Tell them you and I made it, huh?
That's right. I have made an impact.
All right. Impact Christian.
Business and Professional Magazine.
This is this is the owner of that. The sponsor of this. Tell them I'm going to make it.
Yes, and we have the Grand Royal Productions.
Yes.
And we have Dr. Sean Smith.
Yes.
Who is the writer and producer of this particular engagement.
Yes.
And we are all looking forward to, obviously, Miss Vicki Winans coming in. And then we have Pastor Oliver King.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dominic Richardson.
Yes.
Aaliyah Ray.
Oh, yes.
We have Miss Dovey So Funny. And I know she has a tremendous following.
Yes, she does.
Yes. And we have Dee Hurrican. Dee Hurrican McLeod.
All right.
Now, you've got to know Dee Hurrican McLeod.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
that
but I'm
great.
Sure that everyone is looking forward to guest appearance and the performance by the legendary gospel recording artist Vicki Winans.
Yes,
she
ma'am.
We brought her in 2.5 years ago to the Tampa Bay area, and she sold out. So we are looking forward to that same impact again. This particular April the 20th.
Right.
So we have a lot of things going on in the Tampa Bay area, and we know that people are interested. But as you had said earlier, when you are an entrepreneur, you are going to have competition.
That's
There's
right.
competition everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that when God gave me the vision for this publication.
Yes.
There were other publications out there, but he said that who I am writing for and who my publication is geared to,
mm-hmm.
those stories will resonate to those individuals. So I need to just follow his, be obedient and follow his word,
mm-hmm.
and he would take it from there. And so we have been fortunate to appeal to a number of people, and we're very diverse.
All right.
We're extremely diverse following. So we're out there to help all entrepreneurs, no matter how big or how small, and to make sure that their endeavors are mm-hmm. sincere for the public.
Amen. And honesty. And then,
yeah.
By the way, Ms. D, let me give these phone numbers out. 813-812-9677 or 803-761-8995.
Yes, yes.
These are numbers you call to locate where the tickets are.
Exactly. And we have put the tickets so that they are available up on Eventbrite.
Okay.
So if people go on to Eventbrite, there was a little glitch in there, but they tell me that they have fixed that.
Okay.
So, modern technology, like
yes,
Mr. LaBelle was saying.
That's right. Can you give the location of those places we have the tickets in the Tampa Plaza down there?
Well, we have Ursula's, Ms. Sulu's book store is 1425 North Nebraska Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have African Extravaganza is in the same Tampa Park Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And she is 1421, if I'm not mistaken, Nebraska.
All right. And we also...
And, of course, it's Al's Finger Licking Good Soul Food.
Yes, ma'am, right there in Ybo City.
Right. So that's 2307 North... 2302 North 7th Avenue.
We also have a location called Yo Tire Service. Yo Tire Service located on Main Street. Mr. Mario Vernon at 1932 West Main Street in Tampa, Florida. So if you need tickets, you need some tire service, stop by and see Mr. Vernon, Mario Vernon, on Main Street. So we really thank you, Ms. D, for calling in. We're glad to know that you are improving and saying you're about ready to go come home.
Yes, yes. It was a very successful trip today, and we made our presentation. And so we are most eager to get back into the Tampa Bay area, although I understand it is raining a little bit over there.
Well, it rained quite a bit on my way to the station.
Yes, but rain does not stop anything.
So no, it doesn't.
If it's raining, that's God's blessing shining down upon us. If it rains on April the 20th, don't let that stop you, because we have parking, free parking, and we are located in a very central location. So just come right on over and enjoy the program. And we have several surprises in store.
That is great.
Yes. So I just wanted to make sure that I let people know that there are several different entrepreneurs that are out there. There's a gentleman by the name of Andrew Ware, mm-hmm. who is doing a very positive program, and he needs to be able to have as many individuals who are interested in a housing seminar. Mm-hmm. It is a housing seminar that he is putting on April the 18th.
Okay.
And I think that your listeners might be interested in that, especially with all that is happening with the
housing.
You know, housing. Yes, yes. With housing.
18th of April?
Yes, yes.
You got
yes.
a location?
Let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
The housing seminar is on the 18th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And the criteria is that any household that owns their own home
mm-hmm.
with a total household income of $90,000 or less qualifies.
Okay. I qualify
yeah,
then.
So, and they get a $50 gift card after the seminar, which is 6 to 8 p.m. on the 18th. And let me just give you Mr. Ware's, because you have to contact him.
Is that evening or morning?
Now, I get up in the morning early because I say my prayers. But I don't think we have all these people coming from across the country. I'm not sure if they're going to wake up at 6 in the morning. So it's 6 p.m. in the evening.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. But Mr. Ware's telephone number, his direct telephone number for information
uh-huh.
would be 813
okay.
494
uh-huh.
7615. Once
okay.
again, that number is 813 494 7615.
And Mr. Ware?
Yes, Mr. Andrew Ware.
Okay.
He is definitely someone that entrepreneurs would be most interested in speaking to on all bases, because he also does a program every month or every 6 weeks for entrepreneurs. It's a networking system that he has.
Okay.
Yes, and he's very, very successful. The networking is, once again, extremely diverse.
Mm-hmm.
So you have bankers, you have realtors, you have vendors, restaurateurs, chefs, everybody, and then, of course, the small business owner who has decided, you know,
they want to
do a business and looking for support.
Okay.
Then there's also Mr. Gary Hartfield, who is being honored by the George Edgecombe Bar Association at the 41st Annual Scholarship Banquet. And that is a Monday, April the 15th. Income tax day.
Well, I took mine instead of my CPA today.
Oh, good. Well, you're in good shape.
Mr. Hartfield, you say?
Yes, Gary Hartfield. H-A-R-T-F-I-E-L-D. And he does a lot of programs for the community. And this one was going to be at the Hilton downtown Tampa.
Yeah.
211 North Tampa Street.
Okay.
Yes. So you can always go to the George Edgecombe Bar Association website.
Uh-huh.
And you can find more information on that program there.
Okay.
So we have the month of April moving on.
You got it all tied up.
Well, all right. Working hard to do that.
That is great. That is so good. Well, thank you.
Well, I know that you are busy, so I just wanted to say good evening.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on, Sam, this evening, mainly to tell us that you're coming back home.
Yes, I'm looking forward.
That is one of the best news I've heard in the last few days.
That's one of the best news that I was given after my presentation this morning.
Well, all right, then. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Okay, Ms. D. About this time, we're going to take a commercial break, that one. Mr. Bill, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're coming back and talk to you. Go for it, Mr. Warren.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Don't let nothing step in your way or stop in your way or stop you anyway. This is the Entrepreneur Hour. We are here again talking about entrepreneurship, those that wants to be an entrepreneur and those that have the ability wants to follow their dream. But on top of that, I just had some guests to walk in from the show that we're going to put on 20th of April. And this is part of the cast from the show. Dr. Smith has sent some of his cast member over, and this is great. We're going to be able to ask them some questions and hoping that you will enjoy what happens when we get to talking to them. But right now, we're going to finish out the Entrepreneur Hour. Mr. LaBelle, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, sir. Go ahead and close out the show. We got a few minutes. I figured you had some more stuff that you wanted to bring aboard.
Yeah, for the entrepreneur, I offer some workshops I mentioned earlier, like the one on LinkedIn that's coming up this Friday, the 5th of April, and it's between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you go into LinkedIn, go to events and search for what's called the free the free Capturing the Power of LinkedIn workshop, and then you can get the link and click on it if you want to join. We'd love to have you.
Say that again. I got most of it.
If anybody's interested in attending the Lincoln Workshop, and I'm doing this Friday, the 5th of April, they can go to LinkedIn. The home page, and there's on the sidebar of those events. They can search for free Capturing the Power of LinkedIn Workshop. And they can go click on it, and then they'll put the link that they can use to join. And again, it's 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday. That's Eastern time.
Is that going to be, that's on Zoom?
Yep. No. This is on LinkedIn Live.
This is on LinkedIn Live. Okay, I'm sorry.
It'll be the link to the LinkedIn Live session for my course.
Okay.
But they'll learn a lot about how they can use LinkedIn to radically change and improve their business.
Okay. If I go to LinkedIn, you said, then I look up the home, go to home page.
Go to the home page, and on the left side, there's a sidebar. Section says events. You can search for free Capturing the Power of LinkedIn.
Free Capturing the Power of LinkedIn.
And then once you click on that, you can click on the link to join us.
Okay. My schedule this Friday, I don't think I have, but I'm going to see if I can get on that with you, Mr. Bell, and see if I can see it through, because I have some training on LinkedIn from the lady out of California. I can't remember her name now. She gave, we signed up with a class for her last year, but I never actually went and used LinkedIn. But
what I do differently in this workshop, a lot of people will basically do a slideshow talking about features. I actually have people in LinkedIn, and for example, when we're in their profile, I will show them how to create a really powerful headline.
Yeah,
will help sell them. But then I'll give them 50 minutes to create their own, following what I told them, you know, the example I gave them. So it's really hands-on. You do it. When you're done, you're going to have a really high-quality profile.
Okay. Well, that's great. That is outstanding. We're about coming. Thank you, Mr. LaBelle. You going to hang out for the next hour, or are you going home this time?
Nope, I'll be here for the next one.
All right. We're going to say a few things to you about the entrepreneurship. I think it's a great opportunity. And you heard what the guest I had on the phone said about entrepreneur, how we can help each other. And that's the purpose of entrepreneurship. You want to be able to do something on your own. You want to, as they always advertise, you want to give up your boss. You want to be your own boss. There's nothing wrong with it. It's good. It is very good satisfaction to be your own boss. You wake up when you don't want to wake up. You wake up when you have to wake up. And you get up and do what you have to do in order to make the business work. If you do that, you can be successful. But always remember, I keep preaching this. Remember who got you where you are. You didn't get there by yourself. Somebody helped you. So when you get on that entrepreneur kick, don't forget who helped you get to where you are. And that, but I say again, don't chase the money. You chase the money, you'll never get there. Chase the source. Because money will come once you succeed in what you're trying to accomplish. So, thank you.
One last thing for that.
Go ahead and say it to it, Mr. Bell.
If you really want to be successful, you have to 100% believe that you can make your business work.
That's right.
If you're wavering, then a good chance it won't happen, or it won't be as good as it could have been because you didn't believe it.
That's right. Faith and believe. Faith and trust. We have a morning breakfast that a lot of us guys go to on Wednesday morning. That was one of our topics. Do you have trust? Do you have faith? If you have faith, you must trust. You got to trust. And not just in yourself. Because the words say, lean not to your own understanding. Because he who brought you and created you brought you here. So you need to lean on him. I don't want to, you know, get anybody offended by religion, but the thing is the word, wherever it is. It tells you what you need to do and when to do. So the thing about it is, put your trust in what you believe and who you know got you where you are. And as an entrepreneur, you need him in your pocket. And he will make sure you get to where you're going. Success will depend on you and how you treat success. And how you gravitate to that. So, with that in mind, think solely about that. And as I look at the clock on the wall, I think I got 3 minutes. All right. So, again, some of those things Ms. Wilkin gave us over the phone a few minutes ago, some things that are going on in the Tampa Bay area you might be interested in. I'll repeat them one more time, the things that you can do and look up. The housing position that they're having on this April the 8th. And also, Mr. Ware is putting on a work show, 6 p.m. on the 18th of April. These are some of the things that you might be interested in. Look them up. Pay attention. And as an entrepreneur, you may come on and be stronger in whatever you're doing, whatever your endeavor. Another thing, forget about the naysayer. They're going to always be them. Look and work, and don't forget about the struggle, because you're going to struggle. But you put your faith in it and your trust in it, and you'll come through it. So always, entrepreneur life is great life. Entrepreneur, you can do a lot of things, but you must work with others. Can't do it by yourself. Always take others to get you where you want to go. With that in mind, we're going to flip over and see you in the next hour, as this is the end of the Entrepreneur Hour. But we come back to you with the Employment Opportunity Hour.
One quick thing.
Go ahead, Jay.
Make sure that people are aware of their subconscious, unconscious thoughts. Because most people have a lot of negative thoughts running around that they're not aware of. The average person has 30,000 a month, and that generates fear. And if it's in your unconscious mind, it's running you, and you don't even know it. So become conscious and shut it down.
And that is so true. And I always remember, he didn't give you a word of fear. Always look to him. Look to the Father. Look to the God. Look, and that he'll see you through. That's great. Thank you, Mr. James. Mr. Bale, we'll be right back. Give us a few minutes. Don't go away. And we'll see you back in approximately 1 minute. Thank you.
I don't know.
I can hear the music now.
But I'm gonna find my purpose.
But I'm looking for my purpose. All right. We'll see you. You're back.
Gotta find out. Don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Yes, it was mine.